Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
My name's Liz. Hey, darling.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm a little, my throat's been a little weird the last few days, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's,
Wondering if it's like just something blooming, like something is in the air, like an allergy type thing. It started Saturday after I did my wine tour. On the way home, as a matter of fact, I was noticing it. So I'm like, that's weird. But yeah, so I'm kind of recuperating from whatever that is.
Right. And just, it's like when you know when that inevitable cold sore is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Like just nip it in the butt. Same thing. You know, you just know.
Mm-hmm.
I do that. Like sore throat, that's always my first, even a hint of a sore throat, that's always my first sign of, okay, we're going to double up in the emergency, just those packets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, it's just a sign. Lay low. So for whatever reason, lay low and only speak when, not that you're losing your voice, but again, I think it's also about being a little bit mindful of conversations that aren't absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives you a perspective of being aware, or if too many things, in my case, if too many things explode or backfire, then that always means give it to God, give it to Source, give it to Spirit. As my therapist, Vanessa, says, take your hands off the wheel.
Ooh.
Not literally, because I don't know how to drive. But,
That's funny.
Yeah. I like that I can say that. My therapist, Vanessa. Even her name is probably funny.
Vanessa.
She's so sweet. I mean, maybe she would think differently if we saw each other in person, but right now she thinks I'm amazing. Let's keep it like that.
Nice.
Right.
And I just want to say my apologies to anyone trying to get into the chat room. It won't let me actually start a chat room, and it could just be mine. I did the update for my Mac, so it could be something weird going on there. But
there's a lot
ain't
of
no chatting going
issues.
On.
Ain't no chat room when she's gone.
Right.
No, I don't. The thing is, I don't even bother really too much keeping track of Mercury retrograde because every freaking day you could just say, it's the retrograde. It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if we're supposed to get one or whatever. Maybe not. Oh, it could be the new moon energy. Who the hell knows? But I have a friend/colleague who actually is in Scotland right now, but they're based in London, and we couldn't FaceTime or WhatsApp or anything for the life of us. Yeah. So I said I would try when I'm free, meaning after the show. But, you can't rush with that, too. It's the same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
We can't get undone by the things we can't control. I'm really learning that with my children. You know, we can't be undone by that. So what can we do? And you can't be completely reckless either. So it's that midpoint of doing your due diligence as a parent, but also stepping back. So, and things will backfire, for instance. Yeah, see, I can't tell if my younger son's in school or not, meaning because he's homeschooled, and I don't know if he's watching an anime show or it's a lesson. So,
right.
So I remember walking by him yesterday, and I could hear, like, at the computer. I said, you know, why are you watching? And I was wrong. It was actually science class.
Hmm.
He was actually doing his work. It was actually science class. And I had to check myself. You know? And it's, as long as I believe as there's open communication between the school and myself, and there is. What am I going to do, change his diapers? Yeah, I got it. That's it? Yeah. I got to back off. Oh, my God, it's so hard. Anyway. Anyway, yeah, so if you are just aware, are there things that you are scheduled to do that you don't have to do? Like, sometimes we could just look at that social calendar and you could say, you know what, I could really not do two of these things and not really hurt or offend anybody and maybe get the rest that I need and maybe save the money that I need to, you know what I'm saying? Like, where can one economize in that?
There really hasn't been anything I've had to do the last few days. I mean, tomorrow is my friend's birthday. So I think that's the only thing that's going to be at someone's house.
All right. So that's good. It's not like you have to go to a restaurant. That's going to be fun.
No, fairly low key. Yeah. I'm not sure what this is about, because what I've been doing is I ended up getting that alkaline water pitcher. I ordered off Amazon.
Oh.
So I've been drinking that. I'm kind of addicted to it now. I'm like, I kind of want this water, because I had some water from, you know, from someone else's filter, and I'm like, it's not my water. So
it's not my special magic unicorn water.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I should get a unicorn pitcher. That would be kind of fun.
You should. You should put like a sticker on it, like, it's mine.
What I've been doing is I've been filtering the water through this pitcher, and then a while back I bought two glass jugs, just like half gallon, I think maybe half gallon.
Yes.
So I've been pouring water in there and taking one of the jugs and keeping it on my in my room so I can
right.
fill up my glass or whatever.
Right.
And then and leaving the other one, and the other one is just to capture all the water that gets filtered, and I just change them out. And my aunt has been drinking more of that water too.
That's so good for everybody.
Yeah. And we have cut back on, like, I'll have to buy bottled water for the tours, but otherwise we've really cut back on having this water, or having this bottled water, like, all the time. And,
I know. I tell the kids,
nice.
Too. What is this? What is this? Exactly. Yes, you put the water, you filter the water, and then you put it in a glass pitcher, and you can have it one out, one in the refrigerator, and you just keep replenishing. Like, that's good that you do that.
Yeah, that's good. That is good.
And that she's drinking that, too, is great.
Yeah, she said she liked it. Well, all right. Well, good.
I like that too. Yeah, I just do the old. I just put citrus and mint leaves and things like that in my water, and I guess that makes it alkaline. But maybe if you think of it, send me the link. I'd love to check that out. Yeah, I think it's just to balance. And maybe you're going through like a shift in your immune system.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Interesting.
I drank some. I made tea with this water. I'm using. I'm like, well, I'm gonna use it for everything, you know, since I have it. So I've been drinking. I don't always drink tea at home, which is interesting. Like, when we go to the diner, I get the tea. I'll get green tea and ask for lemon, in part because the water at the diner just doesn't taste good to me. So
oh,
because
you know,
doesn't,
that's out of a tap in the back someplace.
yeah. So I don't ask for water. And I used to drink coffee, it didn't matter. But I don't drink coffee anymore. So So but if I get the green tea, I have to have 11 slices with it, and I won't touch it otherwise. So it's good. This has been really good. And it's interesting because I'll tell people, like, oh, yeah, I don't drink any coffee. And they're like, what? They just, they look at me like, what the, are you okay? Yeah, how could that be? And I'm like, well, I just know how heavy it tastes for me right now. So I'm good. You know, like tea is
good.
Yeah,
you're very sensitive to it, so you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love the way it smells. I do. And I know how good it tastes, but I'm like, I don't want it. I don't want it in my system.
So don't want it. And even decaf, I would think, would be too much for
you.
Yeah.
Even decaf.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a friend like that,
it's
too.
It's the caffeine.
It's still in there. And yeah.
But it's also just the heaviness. I mean, just coffee is heavy to me. You know, for someone who pretty much just drinks water a lot.
Yeah, it's like milkshake.
Yeah. It's heavy. And so I just stay away from it.
I'm drinking my big mug of Colombian coffee as we speak.
I've been drinking that since I was five, so trust me, I love it too. But I like to know periodically that I cannot drink it. Like I've done this periodically throughout my life where I've just stepped away from drinking coffee, so I know I can do it. And there may be, I'm not going to say I'm going to drink it again. But there may come a time when I'm like, I want a cup of coffee, and I'll be good. But
and you're gonna love it.
Hasn't reached that point yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're gonna love it.
I'll bounce off the walls. I'll be up for like probably 5 days straight.
But you know what? Maybe when you have to write that last chapter of your book, who knows? See how I just threw that in there?
I see what you're doing.
Now I love me some pasta. Who doesn't? Who does not love some pasta?
Right.
But like coffee. It's very heavy, and it kind of lays around in there. So I've been experimenting a lot with spiralized vegetable. And I'll tell you something. I can make vegetable rice taste like rice. I can make vegetable pasta taste like pasta. Now, the thing is with the – I had my family over to – celebrate my mother's birthday, but what's so great, it's a new tradition is born. That's going to be our new Thanksgiving, because we did this last year
nice.
Too. Well, I boycotted Thanksgiving last year. Last year was a really difficult time in my life. And so instead hosted my family for my mother's birthday, which is the end of September. Then did it again this past Sunday. And I said, you know what? So this way I don't get into any nonsense with the kid's father. You want Thanksgiving? Take Thanksgiving. Like, I don't care. Thanksgiving is a great travel day. It's a great day to get on a plane to go any place. So not a lot of activity on Thanksgiving Day flying. Not that I'm going to travel necessarily, but it's just one less contentious thing to deal with. And I'm thankful for my mother. I'm not thankful because the indigenous people got colonized.
Right.
You know, that's how all of this stuff started, actually. Kind of started with the invasion of, the New World, which is, hello. So to Columbus Day, hello. So to not drink that Kool-Aid anymore, okay. I'm thankful that my mother is still in great spirits, and I never know if it's going to be her last birthday. We never know if any of our birthdays are her last birthday, to be honest.
True.
We don't know.
True.
Yeah. And she was happy, and we all tolerated each other as family members. We had a lovely time. And I am so grateful for her. And I said to everybody, I said, you know what, let's just forget Thanksgiving. You guys do whatever you're going to do. And I delegated, my mother could make a turkey breast and have my two siblings that live in New York come over or do whatever. It doesn't matter to me. But my mother said, yes, I like that. So you, when you get that approval, when you get those rare words from your mother, I like that.
Ooh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she'll look at, like, I have, like, some, you know, because you've been to my house, but I have some, like, funky paintings, funky decor, and my mother's like, that's silly. I'm like, that's right. That's right. It's a silly house. That's right.
That's so right. Funny. Your mom is like, I can see, I totally see, like, just giving you that, like,
That's silly. I'm like, yeah, and this is my house, right? I don't say that, but I say,
right.
That's right. It's silly to not, to go kind of against the current, and I could have a cheeseburger on Thanksgiving if I wanted to, like, or whatever. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's done. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. So it was lovely. Anyway, so we still have technical issues with
Yeah, I'm just posting on Facebook, yeah. That we're broadcasting, but the chat room function is not working.
Okay.
So, I'll listen in.
Listen in, people. So what else can we tackle today? Not tackle, but that's like your brother saying, my ex-husband saying, I'm going to kill this food. What can we tackle?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Don't tackle damn thing. For God's sake. What can we gingerly, gingerly.
You're so funny.
Aren't they, though? And my new coffee maker is working beautifully. You know, that beep is well broken in. Well broken in. All about it. Anyway, so talk to me, darling.
I've sort of been catching up with stuff, current events, as one would say.
Oh, all day.
That's what's been interesting is because I don't really watch current TV. I'm watching shows if I want to. I'll watch shows on my own time, and it's like past seasons of really old shows that have gone off the air. I knew there was some stuff going on politically, as always, with the new the Supreme Court justice and all that stuff, and what's interesting, there's always going to be controversy. But what's interesting is like this trend of recent years where stuff is just escalating, it's not necessarily just he said she said, although we do have to work that out. We have to work out when we all disagree, that has been a big issue. But I've talked about this before, and it was something that one of my high school teachers talked about. She was one of our gifted and talented teachers. She taught English. She was kind of a badass. She was really cool. She was one of my best teachers ever. But I remember her talking about how your life goes in these cycles, and then how, one end of the spectrum you feel this way, and then a few years later you realize you're on the other end of the spectrum, and you're seeing the different perspective. And that was just, to tell how old we'll be there, 16-year-olds, that we're going to be thinking of our world very differently in a few years. Like, what are you talking about? We all think the same way, of course. And but I paid attention to that because I'm like, well, that does make sense. I mean, this is someone who's, who's lived a pretty full life, and she's smart. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll just see. I'm like, we'll just see. I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll just see. And so now I've sort of been looking at that whole. It's a truth for me that we're gonna look at things very differently, and in part because of just where we are. So when we go into the metaphysical aspects of it and we really break it down, the woo woo when I say, oh, we're all one, which is true, but then we also break ourselves down into particular categories, depending on a lot of things, our form mainly, like what our body is. So whether we're male or female, we've got, what color skin do we have? All those things end up differentiating us. And fundamentally, though, we're all the same stuff. But when you are in a small body, perceived as weak or weaker,
mm-hmm. yeah,
then you have a different set of concerns.
Yep.
Than when you are in, you know, big, strong body, you know, no one messes with you. You kind of walk around, and you take a lot of things for granted.
Oh, so, my goodness.
And, mm-hmm. and it's not about, it's interesting, it's not about making someone feel bad, right? I mean, which is kind of like you know, soft terms, you know, I don't want to make anyone feel bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's for people, that comes from people who have felt bad. That comes from people who have had that feeling
right.
done to them, you know? So that's why they do that. And who tends to say that? It's usually the women. it's usually the women who will say something like that. And so I know that way back in our history, the matriarchal society was what was in charge.
So was Africa.
Right. So yeah. there was a lot that, in that situation where there was a lot of power in being a woman, and decisions
right.
were made. So we've experienced it, even if we don't have a very good memory of it. We've experienced both sides of that, and whether or not you believe in reincarnation or whatever, it's inherent because we're all from the same stuff. That's the whole point. So it's interesting. I had a friend send me on Facebook Messenger something about, you know, blocking out your profile picture for like just for a few hours on Monday.
Oh, good.
Was it Monday or Sunday? Monday or Sunday? I think it was
right.
Sunday. And it was just as a way to, you know, be in solidarity. And it was just passed along to women. And it was just like, black it out, just see what, you know, how that changes the presence. And it was symbolic. And I'm like, you know, and there's not a lot of rhetoric behind it. But I'm like, okay, I'll do it. That's not, and I passed along to some people that I thought may want to participate. And this was the beauty of it. So I did my thing. I didn't have an explanation for it. I just did it.
Right.
And the people who knew about it were like, oh, that's so cool. You know, that's good.
Yeah.
And if it brought up questions, and people would answer them in the comments. Then I saw some people who I didn't send a link to necessarily, but, you know, I have a lot of people on my list. So
right.
there were some people who did a kind of an alternative to that, or they did some big status comment about, you know, I don't think we need to be silenced. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to participate that way. But they're always very, very good
Snarky.
About saying, but, you know.
No, I'm joking.
No, that wasn't really, yeah. Well, anyway,
no, I'm
I mean,
joking.
It's like, well, that's just where they're coming from. And I'm like,
of course.
It.
Right,
but they wanted to. They said, you know, their point of view was that, you know, we silence doesn't help anybody, and so I don't. I'm not. I need to speak out. All right, but they were very good about saying. But I
that's good.
I'm supporting, you know, my sisters who decide to do that, whatever. And I'm like, okay. So there's this. So you can still disagree, right?
Of
and
course.
It still be.
Peaceful,
supportive. You can
civil.
Disagree.
Right. Respectful. Right.
Right. But then there are people who are very angry about the whole thing. Not just, you know, not necessarily.
Sure.
Oh, you know, why would you black out? Why would you stay silent? But they were just very angry, so they knew they weren't going to stay silent. They had a lot to say. There were, you know, there's a lot of triggers. I guess was like that phrase that, you know, I've got triggered. So I'm like, wow, it's really coming up. It's really coming
yeah.
up. And on the
does.
Other side of that,
mm-hmm.
and on the other side of that is all the men who feel threatened.
Oh, they're still threatened.
Because they're getting called out on a
yep.
behavior that you know,
is natural.
Well, to be fair or unfair, yeah, has pretty much just been like, oh, well, whatever. That's,
it's
that's
been the
just
norm. Well,
we'll
yeah.
be boys.
It's what's like
yeah.
white privilege and everything else. It's like, okay, we're done,
right.
everybody. We're
right.
We're done. What was perceived as weak, I feel it's the ultimate act of colonization. Like, let's dominate that. That will guarantee our survival. And it's
right.
all falling apart So whether it's all women, all people of color, all people with mixed abilities, that's why everything is backfiring. It's all blowing up. We made a big mess, just as inhabitants. This is a odd analogy, but it's the thing that's energetically coming to mind. I was married for a very, very long time with the same person for more than half my life. So there's a conditioning. Subconsciously, there is a conditioning. And if that experience, it's also just physics. If that experience took or was in my system, so to speak, figuratively and otherwise, if that experience was in my system for decades, I cannot expect to neutralize it, okay? We've talked about the water pitcher. So what does the water pitcher do? Like, what's the difference between your alkaline pitcher and, like, a regular Brita pitcher? Like, what does that do specifically to the water? I want to hear what you have to say, and then I'll jump back in.
Yeah, it filters stuff out. It filters out impurities. There's
right.
Two different types of filters. So it turns, it's supposed to increase the alkalinity of your water by taking out stuff.
And what's
that
the alkalinity?
Has been added in.
And the alkalinity would be what? What is that?
It's just you're getting all sciencey on me, but it's a level. It's a pH level.
Why does it rain, mommy? No. Why is the sky blue? But it's just to have like balance in all of our systems, like everything, right? Just balance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it does. The alkaline makes things. It's like a balanced state, I guess, for an optimal balanced state. Would you say?
Sure.
Okay. You like to shut up, Liz. Okay.
Well, I'm trying to.
Okay, that's good. That's good. No, that's good. Okay. So the point being is, in order to get to an alkaline balanced state, meaning that there is a balance of what's pure, what's not pure. It's filtered out. What's unpure is filtered out, neutralized. Everything gets upcycled to an elevated level. That's why you feel better. See, I'm going to order that picture because he sent me the thing. So you upgrade your consciousness. You're upgrading what you're taking in. You're taking what's there, and you are using it to elevate and to move forward and to maintain health and to improve health. So it's the same thing with ending a, in my opinion, what ended up becoming a toxic relationship. It wasn't always like that, but what ended up being a toxic relationship. And I know that it's part of my DNA right now to repair that and to alkalize, to balance where I am, but to think that I'm going to not have this be part of my scar tissue is not very realistic. So we're all dealing with that, with these collective wounds that need to not necessarily disappear, but they need to make us stronger, and the scar tissue reminds us of that.
Mm-hmm.
You can still move forward. You can still move forward. You could be a bird with a broken wing, but you got a titanium whatever in that broken wing, and it's stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I like the analogy with the water pitcher, with the alcohol, because you're raising the value, you're raising the vibration of your life force.
Right. Right.
I like that. So you might get, you know, people might experience what's called an aggravated healing crisis, meaning that there is a period of, I don't know, but I would imagine that there would be a period of detoxifying. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think there has to be. There has to be. And that's funny because I actually drank some detox tea on Sunday. I was like, I need to look through my tea cabinet because I got tons of tea that I never drink.
Sure.
So,
right.
You know, I'm like, ooh. And I'm like, that tastes really good. That's some good tea. So that's what I needed. I probably need it again today. I didn't drink the detox tea yesterday, but I think I'll do it again. So it's been interesting to listen because I remember it was a conversation I was part of probably a couple years ago, in part because of Trump and because of when he was campaigning, things that would come up and that fear that he was stirring up with white males was interesting because their point of view. They were feeling threatened, and I thought it was interesting that they felt so threatened, and they just didn't even notice how much they just took for granted. All of a sudden, they felt
doesn't occur to
very
them
safe.
Yep,
they felt very unsafe, and it wasn't a good feeling. Whereas,
well, they weren't used to it because we could be feeling unsafe since the day we're born, but boring.
And that's what has been coming up recently in a lot of different posts that I've read is, you know, the whole question of, well, why didn't she speak up sooner? Why did she wait so long? And
honey,
and
they would have lynched her ass. Come on.
And then there was, you know, I'm sure some people have seen this where what were you taught, you know, as a male, as a man or as a boy, what were you taught when you went out? You know, nothing. You didn't worry about anything.
Nothing.
They just went out. And this is the double standard that I remember because I remember sensing a lot of fear from my mom about me and my safety.
Yep.
Well, you can't, don't go down there. You know, someone got raped down there. You know, something bad happened and I don't want that to happen to you. So you need to, you know, be careful and you can't go out past a certain time. And meanwhile, my brothers are out living all kinds of hell.
Yep.
And I remember looking at her and saying, well, what do you think they're doing? Why are they allowed to go out? And I have to stay in. When I knew exactly what I would be. I was going to be hanging out in one place with all my friends at someone's home, you know, supervised.
You would have been safe. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, you know, we weren't out, toilet papering houses or smoking or we were doing
any
of that stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
We
were like, we just all want to hang out in one place and our house is not big enough for everybody wanting to hang out. So, you know. So, and it was just very interesting because even then, I didn't appreciate the standard set and the fear around being a girl or a woman and how restrictive that was.
Yeah.
And so now it all comes out here because there are so many things that we have to pay attention to. And it was part of the conversation we had a couple of years ago with a dear friend of mine. We all had to check them. We're like, look, you know, if we're on a train, if I'm the only woman on that car, it doesn't matter what color skin you are. You are very aware.
Doesn't matter, right?
it doesn't matter. You know, and it was just a look from him that he would never have thought to think of that.
Never
because
occurs.
He wouldn't have to.
Doesn't occur.
He wouldn't have to.
No.
And so, yeah, we are taught, I mean, all the different movies, I mean, The Accused comes up, you know.
That one
that
really
was such a painful,
that one
hard
really
movie
did it.
To watch.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's all those things that come up, well, you know.
She asked for it.
Well, she asked for it. She was dressed a certain way or she didn't take care of herself. She was drunk.
Right.
I mean, all these things that are coming up and while, you know, not to say, oh, well, women, you know, we should always, we're brought up in a system where you're innocent until proven guilty. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then who are the ones representing you if it's a jury of your peers.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm. Who are the ones representing you in terms of whether you're believed or not? So, mm-hmm. you know, when an incident happens, there's more than one party involved. And while, you know, while everyone can appreciate, well, you know, you don't want to ruin someone's career, something has already happened. Something has already been ruined, and there are consequences to that. So mm-hmm. even if people get cleared of all charges, I mean, you see, I mean, it's interesting because you see it on, like, you know, on all your shows, if not in the real in real life, you know, even if there's a hint of scandal, that's enough damage.
Oh, you're tainted. Yeah, you're damaged. Yeah.
It's enough damage. So what's that say about us? So we have a rule, but we don't. But there's so much more to that. Innocent until proven guilty. I mean, shoot, Scarlet Letter was the same way. The whole witch trial. You know,
yes.
What was that all about?
Yes. Yeah, you're an emotional woman, a burner. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Let's come up with all these different tests
that we're going to try.
Regardless of what happens, right. Yeah, you're going to get. There's going to be a lot of pain involved. So if you can survive that, then maybe you'll be allowed to live.
Right.
But that's not with us. So there's just so much that is part of that that I'm not surprised.
Oh,
that
not
it's
at
coming
all.
Back up. I mean,
not
that's,
at all.
This is the pendulum swinging back. The thing to remember is you don't want it to be in the other extreme, because that obviously, it's like we haven't learned our lesson. We collectively haven't learned our lesson if we let it go to the other extreme. So you know, there's a time and a place for everything, and there's in an ideal society in my head. You know, everyone can get along. You know, everyone can kind of express themselves. And while you may not want to, maybe you don't want to be around drag queens 24/7 because it's just too much for you. That's okay.
What's wrong
with
you?
Okay. Right. But not everyone can be like,
because
it's too confusing. It's like that cognitive dissonance. It's like, oh, well, you look really hot, but you're a dude. You know,
right.
So there's, there's like, well, I don't know how to act.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Just, of course. Well, it works, honey.
Saying.
It works all, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. It works all different kinds of whatever. So that's why it's great to have relationships in your mind. Then, you know, in the meantime.
Right.
So yeah.
Right.
So you can go every place and it's not messy, and then you can just move on. But yes, that's cute though. Okay.
Yeah, so I feel like while it's interesting to have a lot of these debates online,
mm-hmm.
I think taking personal stock in what is really true for you. And so I don't know, when I see some of my childhood friends who still live in the same place, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they
mm-hmm.
have, they're, and I know, I mean, I know they're brought up to be very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I can't assume that they're all going to be like, well, you know, we're all on board with the same thing. I think there are a lot of people who will think differently. They may not say it out loud. You know, they may not want to have that kind of discussion online because it can be tweaked and misconstrued. But when you have a conversation with the people closest to you, being able to say, you know, to talk about what's been going on, and even online, I've seen like. Former students of mine, but colleagues of mine, you know, friends of mine,
mm-hmm.
who have come out and said, you know, stuff happened to me when I was younger,
it's so common.
I never told anybody. I've never talked to anybody
about
it. Epidemic.
Yep.
And it's shocking. There's probably a couple, but like for me, I was a little kid. I may have talked about this on the air. I was a little kid. I think it was in elementary school, and we were walking back from being dropped off in the neighborhood after a day of school. Just got off the bus, and this one kid, he grabbed me, and he pulled down my shirt. Remember, he pulled down my shirt. Now I'm like,
God.
Oh, elementary school, but I'm like, what? No, and I went home, and I was so mad,
what
and
a
I
violation.
Told my mom, and my mom, what? She was mad for me too, and she. She said, "Where does he live?" So we walked over to that house.
Good.
And my mom didn't. Wasn't any question. It was like, he did what to my girl? You know.
Well, of course.
I walked
of
over.
Of course. And she knows you.
And
she knows her child.
Yeah. She knocked on that door, and he was like hiding behind the door. He had big eyes. I remember that. because you don't mess with
the third world. You don't mess with us. Don't play with us.
She didn't take off her slipper.
Chancla you from the other from the next county. And I love that we share that, like, in our culture. I love there's certain things that are identical. Love that. Yeah, she will chancla your ass. That means flip flop slipper. Figure it out, people. You don't play with us. So he was hiding.
And his mom, you know, answered, you know, was like, "What's going on?" And I, you know, my mom just, you know, laid in and like, "Your son," and, you know, the mother was just, you know, appalled and you know, apologized. So it was handled right away.
Oh, you gotta handle it. Shut it down.
And it was, I don't recall her mother, his mother making any excuses for him.
No, she was mortified because she knows her son.
She could, well, you could tell by the way he was acting, you know, it was
that he was guilty.
It was that he knew he did something wrong.
Yeah.
He knew he did something wrong.
Yep.
So,
yep.
So this is like, this is in the 80s, like, you know, mid 80s or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember that. But when weird stuff happens, I remember getting a phone call. And it was one of those prank phone calls, or, you know, just, you know, like,
yeah,
one of those, like, ooh,
yeah,
this is
yeah.
random.
Right.
And I was a little kid, and I didn't, you know, like, I wasn't, none of it made, it was, there was no context for me.
Right.
And I'm like, what? You know, and I just couldn't even, like, what? What are you talking about? And it was, because I could tell it was a creepy type of call.
Mm-hmm, of course.
But it was like, because I was so young, none of it made sense. I'm like, I don't know, but I'm going to hang up now. But this is like these are the types of violations that
mm-hmm.
that I remember.
Yeah.
And there weren't a lot, fortunately for me, you know, having two older brothers in that sense did kind of pay off because no one really messed with me.
Oh, yeah. Thank goodness.
But I also think, you know, having my guys around, they were also,
yeah.
like, that's not what I needed to experience.
Yeah. Yeah. We are very fortunate. Absolutely.
Now for some light workers, that is what they had to experience, like from that,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
unfortunately, from those types of traumatic
mm-hmm.
experiences,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a gift of strength and healing
mm-hmm.
and a way of being, you know, a light shower to other people. Right.
Yep.
For other
mm-hmm.
people. But for me, that wasn't the realm I needed to be in. And so when I do hear about people who've had that happen to them,
oh my God!
You know, it's usually somebody they know. It,
yep.
You know, that's what's so interesting. It's like, you know, we worry about strangers.
Nope.
And it was, you know, so the extreme is to worry about everybody. Like, everyone's out to get you.
Yes,
and
that's a really good point. And to neutralize that, to balance that
mm-hmm.
out with my youngest son. I'm like, no one's going to mess with him unless it's a stupid cop. So, if anything, everybody else is more at risk. So, I really flipped it to, because that's more empowering. It's more realistic. No one's going to mess with him. And like your mom, if things are out of line, you're going to nip them in the bud. And I remember
mm-hmm.
he was profiled by a security guard. This is like a year or two. This is maybe 2 years ago. Yes, because he was like 11. He was actually, it was a year and a half ago. And I dragged him to the security office. The nickname for the sergeant, who's not very nice, my nickname for him is Ice Cube, because he looked like Ice Cube. Okay, so you know Ice Cube, who's like the actor, used to be the rapper, right?
Right.
He looks like Ice Cube.
Right.
And he is not a nice man. And there were three or four other, I was the only female, and they were these cops, security, they wish they were cops, these security officers were dudes. And what's interesting was that none of them, they were either black or Latino. So there's, I don't think I saw anybody that was not a person of color. And at that point, that's the whole thing. It didn't matter. right?
Mm-hmm.
Because our people can be the most racist people amongst ourselves. So that's a whole other
conversation. Yeah,
skin color, culture, it doesn't matter. So here I am, 5'2"-ish, really not, but I say 5'2"-ish, 125 pounds, dragging my 11-year-old at the time, 12-year-old at the time, and I got in their face. My son couldn't believe it. I checked these five dudes in uniform about how they were messy with my kid. And what's so interesting was that he was not profiled by a white security.
Right.
Hello. That made it even worse for me in a sense. I'm like, really, you're going to do that? And I, probably very much the same way that your mother checked this kid's mother, I checked these four officers. And it's being so fearless and you don't think, your mother didn't think twice about it, I didn't think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
And dealing with it, and then on the other hand, if you're not going to report something, I can understand that too.
Yeah,
because
unfortunately,
if it happens to you, okay, plenty of things happen to me, right? Not to that degree, but I had a boyfriend who physically abused me. Okay, thanks. That was cute. And I've been, as a child, groped in stores and things of that nature. So absolutely. Yeah, being touched inappropriately. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And didn't really say anything to anybody. And but when it comes to not being you, but an extension of you, isn't that interesting? Like your mom, you're going to be just, the blinders are on and you're just going to take care of it on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's that animal maternal instinct. But we're so conditioned. But that pattern, I mean, I hope we see it in our lifetime. I mean, we're seeing the dismantling, but this has been going on since the beginning of time. Will we really see resolution in our lifetime? I'm not being bleak. I'm just saying there's a lot to follow. There's a lot that has, you know, and then you look at something like, which kind of ties into this, Bill Cosby. I'm shocked. I'm actually shocked that he's going to jail. Like, I'm pleasantly shocked.
Mm.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
But there's a lot, there's a legacy of pain.
So
what do we do with that?
And that's where, you know, when we start having these conversations and really not like a conversation, when we start talking about these things, and usually it starts off just like what we're doing right now, sort of sharing stuff that's happened with us. It's meant to, like, let's reflect. And I know women tend to do that more than men. the current situations are sort of, it's in your face for a reason. So, you know, if you're a guy, black or white, doesn't matter. But if you're a guy, the changes to our culture take time.
A lot of time.
And they're small. But anytime you have a culture change, it just takes time.
Yes.
And a lot of times, if you're not part of it, you're kicking and screaming, so you're aware of it.
Right.
But, you know, like, it wasn't that long ago. It was Eddie Murphy. He would have in his stand-up, he's like, you know, back in the day, you can just, you know, smack a woman, you know. And it was part of his joke, you know.
Right.
You know, it's like, he's like, back in the day, you know, you just, you know, guy would just slap the woman, and then she was like, okay, you know. And,
right. Eat our children. It's all good. Yep.
And that was the norm, or, you know, that seemed to be what was portrayed a lot in our entertainment, you know, in our stories, because that's what TV is, or movies. Those are our stories. That's our entertainment and our stories. So we learn by watching, and depending on what we're exposed to. So there's a lot that, you know, there's a lot that people want to do. I want to control all of it. I don't want my, like, I want my kids to see that. I don't want my kids to play with certain toys. And, you know, it's, there's certain choices, but at some point, it's out there, right? It's out there, and they have to know what it is to decide if that's what they want to do, if that's what they want to, that's the
right
energy they want to be in. So, and it's never permanent, you know, usually it's like a, because I've seen it, but then the bigger question is, do you really change? Because if you're a guy, you haven't had to change. I mean, literally and figuratively, you can wear the same tuxedo at every event and it's fine. You can wear khakis and a button down and pretty much crash any wedding party, at least in the South. If you're white, you can
yep
do that. It's not a problem. You will fit in. There are certain things that you can always do if you're a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you,
mm-hmm,
so you can understand, you know, for me growing up thinking, man, I wish I was a guy because this would have been so much easier to do
so
all the things, just to be free.
Yep.
So, you know, when you talk about people who are transgender,
oh,
people who are wanting to change.
Oh, my goodness.
I understand that because there's so many restrictions if you are...
Oh, it's so hard for them.
If you
gender
are,
fluid, all of it.
If you
oh, my
are,
God.
Yeah, if you're female, there are a lot of restrictions. If you are a male but have very feminine tendencies, one, you're a
yep
male, so you kind of have...
those expectations.
The right structure to kind of
right
get by. And then you're able to, then you can, you know, when you change, I mean, that's not easy either, obviously, but, you know, so there's a whole lot of stuff happening here.
But the oppression to be other.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's why I did my documentary, the oppression just to and with the case of disability, that's out of your – nobody says I'm going to – well, there's actually a whole fetish thing. That's another – there's a bunch of people called devotees, and they fetishize disability, and there's some of them that pretend to be – that's a whole – we don't play with that. That is crazy. That's so extreme. But in the general case, nobody says, oh, you know what? I want to aspire to have a disability. I'm going to aspire to have different colored skin. No, it's just, that's the hand you were dealt for this life, earthbound experience, for whatever that's supposed to contribute to your consciousness. Makes no sense. It's not supposed to.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Right.
Damn.
So what I feel is that, you know, when you are allowed to act a certain way, or you're told to act a certain way. So
right,
in the first sense, if you're a man or a boy, you don't take a lot of things into account. You just assume you can do it because that's how everybody in society has supported you to do that.
Right.
And if you were a woman or a girl, you were told all the things you need to do to keep safe because you're not safe. That's inherently what's been told to us. That's what was told to me. You're just not safe. You're not going to be safe. You need to do all
yep
these different things. You don't need
yep
to be
you're not
out
safe
by a certain time.
Yep.
And you're not going to, you can't. And then it's interesting because you're early on. And this is interesting because as I say it, I'm like, wow. I mean, I was making connections that I didn't even realize I made. So
right,
I was told I had to be back in by a certain time because someone will probably get me. You know, someone's going to
– yeah,
bad stuff happens. Well, my brothers are left out. So I'm thinking, well, bad stuff happens, and my people like my brothers are left outside.
Yep.
And then I guess the bad stuff happens because they're the ones doing it.
Mm.
And then as you get older, you know, and then what you're told is, oh, but, you know, you need to marry, you know, a good man, you know, professional. I'm like, wait a minute. where are all these good men? You know, if everyone is sort of taught to do the same thing,
right?
And to varying degrees. I'm like,
of course.
Well, how's that going to happen? Who's this good? Where does this guy exist? You know, And at that time, like, I didn't really look at my dad, you know, but my dad has a past. Everyone has a past. and I guess there's varying degrees of, well, you know, he's all right. you know, he's a good guy. And I think there are people who are good guys.
Of course.
I've got one of my best friends is a great guy, you know, but he's a guy, you know, and I get where the way he thinks. The difference is, you know, he doesn't take it to that next level of, oh, I'm going to be a douchebag and do it anyway.
Right. Right.
You know, it's like your worst, you know, 80s party movie dude.
Yeah. Oh, frat boy mentality.
Frat boy
dude. And that's what it is. And that's what this is. And to circle it back, to wrap up the conversation, it goes back to that arrested development.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fascinating. And again, I think that this is why I think The Handmaid's Tale, I keep talking about that show because I'm obsessed with it. I'm already like halfway through season two. I'm losing my mind.
Oh, wow.
I am losing my, because with everything we're talking about, that's why a show like that is so relevant. And it's very cathartic, actually, because you go back to, okay, not giving up. And then do things get to the point that you don't give up, but there's the illusion of being broken. And what do you do with the pieces? How do you put it back together? Like, oh my God, I am losing my mind. And they start shooting season three sometime this month. Losing my mind. And I'm so proud. I'm so proud of my friend Ann Dowd, because it's like she's like a big. I don't see her as a big star, but she's a big star. Like, she's like an icon. Her character, that's an icon. That will be an icon in pop culture, America, like in cinema and TV history. Like, this girl's a star. I'm like, okay, my friend from the neighborhood, she's a star. Oh my God! But I could see why. Losing my mind, the best show on TV. So at least I cannot stress it enough.
It's on my watch list.
Thank you. And it is so timely with the conversation that we're having with it on today's show. So, so timely. And, my goodness. I guess things have to fall apart before they can come together and rebuild. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's a good way of looking at it, because I think...
Yeah.
There's stuff that needs to fall apart, and it doesn't need to be put back together. It needs to be, you know, as you would say, repurposed. You know,
upgraded.
Leave it on the ground. You know, leave it on the ground because
it's a mess. It's broken.
And we can, you know, obviously dive into this a little bit later. But you know, what it means to be a male or female, what it means to be masculine or feminine. Some of those traits, I get it. There's some women who like to be that girly girl, you know.
Right.
That's important to them.
Right.
And I think there's a place for that. There certainly is.
Absolutely.
And so you don't have to lose any of that to still be considered valuable.
Right.
And you know, a contributor to society and intelligent and
you can enjoy that
powerful.
Absolutely.
You can enjoy it. Do all that.
Yeah.
So there are different ways of expressing it. I just think we're finally looking at other ways to do it, and it's going to ruffle a lot of people's feathers all the way around.
There's a whole new spectrum, and I'll end it with this crazy theory that I have. I think there's a whole spectrum of everything, whether it's sexual preference, whether it's mental capacity. Who's to say normal, not normal? And I think that there's a space for autism, because that's where the whole concept of spectrum came out. And wait a minute, let's just be inclusive and then work from there. I've always been championing that for 20 years now. Forget diversity. Let's just deal with inclusion and take it from and move from there.
Mm.
It's like, it's not that deep.
Right.
Anyway, on that note, oh my God, we had such a, oh my God, you make me feel so small. You make me feel so small. Okay, so you make me feel so
smart.
Thank you. So if you guys would like to get a hold of us.
You are smart enough.
You is what? You special? Use remember the help? Use everything. You special. Okay. So, oh, my God. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Love you so much, Elisa. I miss you.
Love you, too.
Miss you, girl. Maybe I'll see you next week in Kentucky. I don't know. We'll see. Girl, that's next week, girl. Girl, we might have to do a show Thursday morning, girl. I don't know. We'll see. Love you. Love you. Love everybody. And as always, let the light do the work. Oh, I like the tagline. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
That you like it.